Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. Blog Talk Radio, September the 10th, 2022. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Maria Terry on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. We have a few announcements. We want to pray for the United Kingdom and the loss of Queen Elizabeth II. And please keep the ministry, the Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., in your prayers as we undergo changes and restructuring. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And thank you to those that have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. And to everyone listening in radio land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. You can text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital AmazingGraceMinistries @gmail.com. We are on the air at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, and we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. And if you want to connect to this link to this show live, I have a link. The link is http:// tobtr.com/s/12142703. Let's get into our lesson. Now, the reality of our circumstances does not match our expectations, but it makes us to react in fear and intimidation. How we respond to circumstances and expectations is the key. Abraham put his confidence in God, and as a result, God reassured him that he would work it out. God is the ultimate promise keeper. If he say it, then we can believe it, and that settles it. He is sovereign. He reigns, supreme above all, in all, and through all. His promises are high. His promises are greater and are validated by his absolute authority. As we come into the knowledge of who Christ is, we gain strength. We gain understanding. But most of all, we gain forgiveness of our sins. When we acknowledge that Christ is Lord and he has died on the cross for our sins, we accept him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This starts our learning process. We do not arrive overnight. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, and this is from the King James Version, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must learn in order to change. The more we read the Bible, the more word of God changes our learned bad behavior. The theme for this month of September is anointed because of the promise. The lesson for this second Saturday is August is learned behavior to obtain the promise. Through the ninth verse, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard, and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I have some definitions. Obtain. Obtain is to get or acquire. To get a passport in order to travel abroad is an example of obtain. To get a hold of, to gain possession of, to procure in any way. Learned behavior is defined as an action that a person learns through experience, observation, and education. It has to be taught. Unlike innate behavior, also known as instinct behavior, which is inherited through birth, and an example of innate behavior is babies suckling at birth. Promise is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. Now, examples of learned behavior. You have the classic learned behavior that are taught to us as young children, such as we learn to ride a bike, we learn to read, you learn to tie your shoes up, and you learn how to write, and so on. Human behavior starts learning from the day they are born. We have all heard the saying, children are like sponges, actively absorbing all the information around them, mirroring adults, words, and actions, and just generally trying to make sense of everything around them. Have you ever been in a situation where someone asked you, why do you do that? And your instant response is, I don't know. My mother or my father always used to do it. To you, the action is completely normal in your household, but to the other person, it's completely odd. That is a learned behavior through observation. There are many behaviors or habits that we have learned through observation as a child and have just never questioned them. Most are pretty harmless. Some might be a little odd, but worst case scenario, you sometimes come across as weird to someone who never observed the same behavior. What are some examples of learned behavior in humans? Stopping playing action when the referee blows the whistle in a football. Learning that glass doesn't look hot, but can burn you severely. If you drive your car over the speed limit occasionally, you might get a ticket. So we can look at learned behavior as experiences that we acquire along life's journey. From a baby to adulthood, we are constantly learning. If we acquire a new job, we will learn the policies and procedures. Teenagers and kids all over the world have now gone back to school to learn, certainly to learn a skill that will empower them in the future to be successful, monetarily or financially, and also be productive. The goal is to be successful in the world in which we're living. In order to be successful, you must learn a skill set that will be offered to the world. This skill should produce benefits, money. But we learn skills in order to maintain our houses, to cook, to clean, to be able to solve problems, or just to critical think. So all of the above is learned behaviors. We're talking about maturity that comes with age. The older that we get here on earth, the more we learn. Every day, as the Lord allows us to get up, each and every morning, we gain wisdom, and that wisdom is learned. So today we're going to talk about learned behavior as it relates to our Christian growth. We grow in Christ, and in the knowledge of Christ is in us. 2 Peter 3:18, King James Version. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. As we grow in Christ, we begin to strengthen our foundation, to strengthen that platform so that we can move forward and know without a shadow of a doubt that Christ is what we need. Now, the book of Philippians is a prison epistle or letter written while Paul was in prison. Paul writes, he wrote it about 52 AD as he anticipated his release from prison. The key personalities are the Apostle Paul, Timothy, Epaphroditus, Euda, and Syntyche. It was written to show his appreciation and love to the Philippians in a thank you letter for their continued help and support, and also to encourage their growth. Philippians is Paul's joy letter. The church in Macedonian city had been a great encouragement to Paul. The Philippian believers had enjoyed an incredibly special relationship with Paul. So he wrote them a personal expression of his love and affection. They had brought him great joy. That's Philippians 4:1. The joy of the Christian experience is the dominant theme running through the book of Philippians. The word joy and rejoice are used 16 times in this epistle. Paul had established the church in Philippi approximately 10 years prior during his second missionary journey recorded in Acts 16. His tender love for the believers in Philippi is apparently one of the most personal of Paul's writing. The church had sent gifts to Paul while he was in chains. These gifts were delivered by Epaphroditus, Philippian church, who ended up assisting Paul with ministry in Rome. At some point while serving with Paul, Epaphroditus became dangerously sick and nearly died. After his recovery, Paul sent Epaphroditus back to Philippi, carrying with him the letter to the Philippians church. Besides expressing thanks to the believers in Philippi for their gifts and support, Paul took the opportunity to encourage the church concerning practical matters such as humility and unity. The apostle warned them about Judaizers, that's Jewish legalists, and gave instructions on how to live a joyous Christian life. Now, the book of Philippians conveys a powerful message about the secret of contentment. Although Paul had faced severe hardship, poverty, beatings, illnesses, even in his current imprisonment, in every circumstance, he had to learn to be content. The source of his joyous contentment was rooted in knowing Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:7-9, and this is the New Living Translation, it reads, I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. We have to remember, for God's ways of making us right with himself depends on faith. Clearly, it's Paul's ability to show his learned behavior under house arrest as a prisoner in Rome, yet full of joy and thankfulness. Paul wrote to encourage his fellow servants living in Philippi, a Roman colony. Philippi was situated in Macedonia, current-day northern Greece. The city was named after Philip II, father of Alexander the Great. One of the major trade routes between Europe and Asia. Philippi was a chief commercial center with a mixture of different nationalities, religions, and social levels. Founded by Paul in approximately 52 AD, the church in Philippi was made up mostly of Gentiles. The themes in Philippians is full of learned behaviors of what the believers should do. The key to lasting contentment is found through a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is the divine perspective Paul wanted to communicate to the Philippians. Christ is the ultimate example for believers. Through following his patterns of humility and sacrifice, we can find joy in all circumstances. Chapter 1, Paul writes about his suffering and that through his imprisonment, the kingdom was increased. Now, I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel. That's 1 and 12. Christians are to surrender their lives in service to Christ Jesus. And what should Christians expect in this life for doing this? Suffering. Paul explained that there are two things granted by God for a believer. The first is to believe in him, and the other is to suffer. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, which you saw in me and now here to be in me. That's 1:29-30. Jesus said, count the cost. That's Luke 14:25-33. Chapter 2, Paul explains the benefits of believers in unity with the mind of Christ. He teaches a theological lesson about the humanity of Jesus Christ as he laid down his glory and became a perfect human man in order to rescue and restore human man back to a relationship with God. Chapter 3, Paul expounds on the joys of a Christian and encouraged the church to press forward with the gospel. He displays his testimony when he said, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so I might gain Christ. That's 3 and 8. Chapter 4, Paul again mentions joy in Christ as he encouraged believers to rejoice in the Lord. It is important for believers to be well grounded in prayer and thanksgiving, to offer praise and to give God thanks for the many provisions that they are blessed with. My God shall supply all your needs. 4:19. In conclusion, as believers in Christ, we learn of the Lord. Verse 9 tells us to remember all the things that Paul has taught the Philippians. We must remember, we must understand, we must not forget who we are and whose we are. We read our Bible. Study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. This sums up the Christian experience. We are to learn of the Lord, and as we learn of God, and as we learn of his promises, as we experience his promises, we believe. Therefore, we are able to deal with the circumstances, the trials, the tribulations that face us in this life, and we can count it all joy, as Paul states in this letter. As believers in Christ, we experience joy in suffering just as Christ suffered. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died in a criminal death on the cross. Believers experience joy in service. But I will rejoice even as I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God. Just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice. And I will share your joy, Philippians 2:17-18. Believers can experience joy in believing. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ, Philippians 3:9. Christians can experience joy in giving. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent with me. Aphrodite, they are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:18-19. Philippians 4:4-9 is a declaration on how we should live as believers. In the 9th verse, it talks about thinking on the things that's going to keep us believing in Christ Jesus. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. That is a learned behavior, using my mind or training my mind to think on things that will keep my focus on Christ. Not the news, not the football game, not the tennis matches, not the basketball game, or so on, but Christ. The goal here is to know Christ above everything else. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. Lord God, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And we thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this blog talk on this morning, Lord God. And we thank you for Dr. Carey, Lord God. We ask you to look on her, Lord God, and just enrich her and just lead her in her future endeavors, God. Lord God, we thank you because we are anointed because of the promises. And Lord God, we just ask you for help with our learned behaviors to obtain the promises. God, help us to be content in what we have, God, because everything that we have, you have provided. Then, Lord God, we ask you just to forgive us, God. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, God, knowingly and unknowingly, God. And then forgive us for our shortcomings. And then, Lord God, look on to your people everywhere, God. Look on my pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, God. Look on my assistant pastor, the elder Reginald Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, God. Look on your people, God. Look on everybody, God, my children, the listeners' children, our grandchildren, God. And then, Lord, thank you again for your promises. Help us to let our minds be on the things of you and not our daily circumstances, because, God, you are fully in control. We surrender to your will, God. Your way, God, is our way. Our way should be your way, God. Now, God, keep us so that we will obey. We give you thanks. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. To your name now, God. God, look on the bereaved families on this morning, God. Look on Ramona. Lord God, give her what she needs as she go through the loss of her son. Continue to look on Prophetess Brown and on Dean Boyd, God. Hallelujah. Look on the McCall family, God. Then, God, look on your people everywhere. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name, God. Look on Mother Garnett, Mother Lucky, Mother Gibbs, God, Missionary Moore, Mother Christine Banks in Texas, God, and her friend, God. Look on Sister Gloria, Lord God. Touch her body, God. Look on Mother Norman, God. Look on Mother Maxine, Mother Florida, God. Look on Missionary Harvey, God. Oh, God, look on Lady Stevens, God. Look on Daddy Alice, God, and Deacon Fondren, God. Look on all the missionaries, the mothers, the lay members, the musicians, the young people, God. Look on everyone that say, pray for me, God. Hallelujah. And then look, God, look on those that have unspoken requests, God. You know what they need, God. Supply the need, God, and then get your glory, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you. And then, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to allow us to get up in the morning, God, and just go towards the church house, Lord God. Don't let us continue to want to watch on the Facebook, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God, to get up and get out the house and assemble ourselves with one another, God. Hallelujah, because there are strength in unity, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, because we are truly better together. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Well, your president and CEO is the elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is yours truly, Evangelist Rogers. Tune in next week, same time. Your co-host will be returning. Amen. I'll be back on next week. And remember, God is still in control. Wear your mask, be mindful, and enjoy the remainder of your day. Be blessed and have a wonderful day on purpose. Amen.